What's going on, guys? Thank you so much for returning to Raw History, the podcast with Nathan Heistead. Have you guys heard the news? We have hit over 100,000 unique listeners in over 22 countries. Not only that, I mean, let's first of all, 100,000 people, that is insanity. It's crazy. I knew that when I started Raw History that it was going to be something that meant something to me, and I really hoped that it would influence other people, but I never imagined 100,000 people. That's insane. I really honestly can't thank you guys enough, and it just proves that, you know, I'm not the only person who really believes that mental health is not something that, you know, should just only be talked about when someone's having a mental breakdown or, you know, when things are tough. Like, we should just be talking about it as a normal conversation. And I really wanted to, you know, make it my mission to normalize, you know, everyday conversation about how people are doing, mentally checking in with each other. It's so important and so overlooked. And I thank you guys from the bottom of my heart, seriously. We now have a toll-free number, so if you guys want to call in and suggest a topic that you would like to be featured on the show, or if you yourself would like to be featured on the show, or if you're interested in sponsoring an episode or, you know, a portion of the show, there's a whole bunch of options that you can choose from, and the number is 866-RWHSTRY, so like Raw History without the vowels, and it's 24 hours. If you try to call me, however, it's not 24 hours, but you could always leave me a voicemail, and it goes directly to my phone. So, again, thank you guys so incredibly much. 100,000 people. And when I say unique listeners, that means that it tracks by IP address. So if you listen to the show more than once, it doesn't count as a unique listen because you've already listened to the show. So that means over 100,000 people have listened. That's just crazy to me. So from the bottom of my heart, thank you so much for believing in me and in this project, and, you know, the podcast as well as the docuseries. Just everything has truly, truly been eye-opening, and I really couldn't have done this without you guys. There's been so many times where I just wanted to give up and not record and just keep pushing my feelings aside and just living, you know, my everyday life like everything is fine, and not talking about it, and not talking to you guys. And I've met so many amazing people, you know, on this platform, being able to, you know, openly have a conversation about somebody's mental health is not only inspiring, but it's eye-opening, because we're not alone. There's so many people that are going through such similar things. And the fact that, again, like I said, we're normalizing it in everyday conversation. Like, how are you doing? But really, though, how are you doing? Not just asking because you just want an answer because that's what you think you should be doing. No, because you genuinely care about somebody's well-being and their mental stability. So without you guys, we would be 100,000 less. And that's so mind-boggling. I'm also trying to work on recording a bunch of episodes in bulk. Again, my goal is to keep producing quality episodes. I don't want to just record a bunch of stuff that, you know, doesn't really have substance. I am thinking about potentially doing a separate podcast where it's more, you know, me. You know, mental health awareness is something that is very much a lot of who I am, and, you know, a part of my everyday life. But, you know, there's also a side of me that I don't necessarily choose to show or, you know, embrace as much on this specific platform, because it doesn't really fit. It doesn't really go with, you know, the theme of everything. Not saying that I'm like a bad person and I'm doing all this stuff that, you know, doesn't relate to, you know, positivity and spreading awareness of energy, you know, good energy. But I think that maybe we could do like a Raw History After Dark. I don't know. We'll think about it. I still have the Checking In Raw History sister podcast, where we'll be going over Michelle Williams of Destiny's Child. She has an amazing book called Checking In. And, you know, I applaud her, and I cannot applaud her enough for being as open and vulnerable and raw and truthful than she was. If you haven't yet, please go out and get it. I will be giving away 2 free Audible copies of the book. All you have to do is go on to the Checking In Book Podcast Instagram. Be the first 2 people to send me a DM saying that you have followed the main Raw History podcast, the Checking In Book Podcast, as well as my personal Instagram. Once you send me that DM, I will go ahead and send you that. And 1 lucky winner will receive an autographed copy of the book Checking In, hand signed by Michelle herself. So, with that being said, I just wanted to, again, thank you guys. 100,000 and growing. Without your support, I could not do this. I am going on a little vacation. That's why I am posting this mini episode before we launch the next season. So this is actually the last episode of the season. And it has not yet 100% been confirmed, but it is definitely in the works. I do believe that we're going to be kicking off the next season with Natanya Ross once again. You guys know her from Alex Mack, 90210, The Babysitter's Club, and Third Rock from the Sun. There's so many shows, so many movies. A 90s icon, a very good friend of mine, someone that I have looked up to as a child, and now have been blessed with the opportunity to get to know her on a personal level. She'll be checking in. We have definitely confirmed that she's going to do it, but I'm not sure if it's going to be the first episode. I just thought it would be cool, considering she kicked off the premiere of the 2nd season. So, to have her be a part of the 4th season premiere would just be really cool. So, I'll definitely keep you guys posted. I am headed to Florida. I'll be away from the 15th until the 18th. I just need a little bit of sunshine, some vitamin D, some palm trees, the ocean, Pride weekend. It's actually not really the weekend, but that's neither here nor there. It's actually one of my good friends, Steven's birthday, and I just need to get away. We've all been cooped up and, dealing with this whole COVID situation and being masked up and, fully vaccinated, so I will be able to partake in a lot of things that I was not able to do for the past year and a half, almost 2 years. And, I think it's really important that you guys, if you can afford it, take a vacation if you're, healthy and able to do so. It doesn't have to be across state or, another state or a different country. Just even if it's, 20, 30 minutes away, I definitely encourage that. Even if it's your own backyard. Today I was off. I laid in the hammock in the backyard for about an hour and got some sun. And just that, rejuvenated me. So I definitely encourage you guys to really take some time to work on, some alone time, some much needed, pampering of your inner and outer aura and energy. And just, I know that makes no sense. It's literally 4:00 in the morning as I'm recording this right now, as I'm doing laundry, getting everything ready for the trip. But this is a wrap on season 3, and season 4 will be coming soon. Like I said, hopefully if all works out as planned, Natanya will be joining us, and I look forward to branching out and possibly, like I said, doing the, maybe Raw History After Dark type of podcast on a, different type of platform, as well as the Checking In Raw History podcast, the sister podcast of this one, where we'll be reviewing Michelle Williams of Destiny's Child book, Checking In. Again, if you have not yet purchased it, I don't know what you're waiting for. It is seriously everything. And again, if you would like to win one of the 2 Audible copies, which is the audiobook, all you have to do is follow my personal Instagram the Instagram for Raw History, as well as the Checking In Podcast book review. All of the Instagram handles will be in the description. Once you do that, send me a DM, let me know, and I'll go ahead and send you over a link so you can download the Audible book and the other book, which the physical copy, which is again hand signed by Michelle. Still trying to figure out what type of contest or how I want to actually pick the winner for that one. So that's to be determined, but it will be announced soon on one of the platforms. Most definitely the Checking In Instagram, but we'll figure everything out. In the meantime, I hope you guys stay blessed, stay yourself, stay true to yourself, believe in yourself, trust in yourself, and never, ever, ever, ever allow anybody to deter you from living your true, authentic self and telling your raw history. I love you guys from the bottom of my heart. 100,000 strong. Wow, I can't believe it. All right, guys, season 4, here we come.